Marietta, Georgia is part of the Atlanta local calling area. In 1977-78, it was served by a number one step with prefixes 427 and 428 and a number five crossbar in the same building with prefixes 422 and 424. The coin phones were in the step. By 1977, Marietta's number one step was the only large Atlanta step which still could not dial the entire Atlanta area on a seven-digit basis. Instead, there was a cluster of prefixes in the Northwest Atlanta metro area which you could dial seven digits to reach, and the rest of the Atlanta metro was reached by dialing the digit 6 followed by the seven-digit number. The crossbar 5 unit was added later, partly to provide Centrex CO service for Lockheed, which was in the 424 prefix, while the 422 prefix was for general use. While there was no technical reason to do this, the number 5 crossbar machine was also arranged to require customers to dial 6 first for most of the Atlanta area. This made the crossbar 5 the same as the step as far as dialing procedures were concerned. But doing this was a tremendous kludge, and that's a story in itself. This presentation is all about dialing from the step. With so many local Atlanta prefixes not dialable on a 7-digit basis, it was very important to prevent customers who forgot to dial 6 first from having calls go through anyway to actual destinations on those occasions when they forgot to dial 6 first. I think this was the reason that Southern Bell chose to use special digit-absorbing selectors with advanced logic in the Marietta step. I've discussed these selectors before in Supplemental Sounds of Step Part 1, having found these in Worcester, Massachusetts. As a prerequisite to understanding this difference, I'd recommend having at least some familiarity with the Wellfleet, Massachusetts tape, which demonstrates the logic of normal digit-absorbing selectors, which were used not only in small-step CDOs, but also in all the large Atlanta steps, except for Marietta, at least by 1977. To demonstrate what these advanced selectors can do, let's take a specific example. I'm going to get a Marietta step dial tone and dial the code 445, which is the prefix for Dallas, Georgia. This is one of the places which Marietta customers can dial on a 7-digit basis. Notice the sounds the first selector makes after each digit. As I dial 445, you'll hear the 4s being absorbed and then the 5 cutting into a very obvious N3 carrier trunk to Dallas. Dial 4 more digits on this trunk, and chances are you'll be ringing someone's phone out in Dallas. As you can tell from the previous call, the Dallas trunks are on the 5 level of the first selectors in Marietta. This is obvious because the 4s were absorbed, and then the 5 cut in. This same effect could have been achieved using a normal digit-absorbing selector, by wiring the digit 4 to absorb repeatedly, and wiring the 5 to simply cut in to a Dallas trunk. However, that would have left the Dallas trunks wide open to being seized in error by Marietta customers who forgot to dial 6 first for some numbers in downtown Atlanta. Downtown Atlanta had many numbers beginning with 5, and dialing 6 first was necessary to route those calls through the downtown tandem. If the selector you just heard had been a regular digit-absorbing selector, the Marietta misdialers who dialed 5 would have all gone to Dallas, and, depending upon which number they were misdialing this way, many would have ended up ringing Dallas customers. Meanwhile, there were also numbers in Chamblee, beginning with 4-5, and these calls, too, when misdialed without a 6 first, would again have all ended up in Dallas. But thanks to the advanced logic of these digit-absorbing selectors, here's what would happen if a customer actually tried to call Chamblee 4-5 numbers without a 6 first. the four absorbs, and then the five. Is blocked. And of course, a five dialed initially same thing. To cut into the Dallas trunks on five, you had to dial four, not just once, but twice. That's an example of what's different about these selectors. Another thing I should mention here is that the first selectors in Marietta, the ones that give you dial tone that we were just listening to, are not the most advanced because they don't have the ability to dump you to a vacant level tone when you misdial. Instead, it gives you a reorder, just like the old-fashioned ones. So these selectors have the new logic, but they lack the ability to give vacant level tone. They are therefore sort of a transition between the old and the new, and can be thought of as second-generation selectors, whereas the newest ones that can do this are third generation. Marietta does have some of these too. They turn up as certain of the second selectors. These Marietta recordings are very high quality, except for the compression caused by the automatic volume control of the cassette recorder I used. Unlike other presentations on this webpage, I'm going to leave in most of the calls made. Because this tape is so comprehensive, it really doesn't have much of a plot, other than the slow, gradual exploration and mapping of the entire originating switching grid. So, you're in for lots of very pleasant phone noises as the map is slowly being filled out. If you don't care to follow the mapping, that's okay too, because, unlike the Wellfleet tape, this is such a pleasant phone tape to listen to in its own right. If you do care to follow the mapping process, using a Group Bell switching train sheet, it'll be a little different this time because now there need to be two narrow columns added to each digit-absorbing selector table to accommodate this logic pattern. In this pattern, the same four designations apply: A for absorb once, AR for absorb repeatedly, B for blocked, and CI for cut-in. The essential difference is this. When it comes to absorbing, the effective wiring of the digits changes on the second digit. A digit can be wired, for example, to cut in if dialed initially, but block if dialed as the second digit. Here's an example of that to show you what I mean. I'm going to get a dial tone and dial 6. We've just cut into a T-carrier trunk. Since we've just cut into something, go to the first table on your Marietta switching train sheet. The first table always is where we write what the first selectors are doing. And right by the 6, in that leftmost narrow column, write CI for cut-in. We have now cut in to a trunk to the downtown crossbar tandem.
We're sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording.
4044, that's the downtown crossbar tandem, all right. So we can make a note of that, too. Skip over that second narrow column, and to the right of that, write downtown XBT. XBT is short for crossbar tandem. The CI indicates that the digit 6 dialed initially cuts in. What we don't know yet is what the 6 does if dialed as a second digit. The second narrow column by the 6 will fill in when we know what 6 does as a second digit. If you hear me say on the tape that something is blocked as a second digit, then write a B in that second narrow column. If you hear me say that it's absorbed repeatedly as a first digit, well then AR goes in that first narrow column, and so on. And we do have to use the designation CI this time, because something can cut in as a first digit and absorb or block as a second. That's really all you need to know about using the switching train sheets with selectors that have this logic pattern. Well, enough of this pre-explanation. Let's get to the original tape now, which is mostly phone noises and not so much of my talking.